This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. So they say it's not good to hit radio listeners with a lot of numbers, but when it comes to the healthcare cost crisis, it is all about the numbers. So bear with us for a moment. And let's be honest, the numbers are shocking.
On the national level, every year, we're already spending $2.5 trillion on healthcare.
Which means in just a few years from now, healthcare is expected to consume 20% of U.S. GDP.
That's one in every $5 generated by the economy, making healthcare in this country by far the most expensive system in the world.
So what does that mean for you? Well, for one thing, we already know that on average, annual premiums paid out for employee-sponsored insurance for families is now more than $15,000.
And another thing, just about everybody thinks that's way too much. In fact, the figures are so shocking that they've led to maybe one of the most surprising numbers of all. A brand new poll that finds an overwhelming majority of Massachusetts residents want state government to aggressively get in the game and do something to control exploding health care costs.
The poll was funded by the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation. Bob Blendon is a pollster and professor of health policy and political analysis at the Harvard School of Public Health, and he headed the effort. Welcome to Radio Boston, Professor Blendon.
Welcome to be here.
So first tell us how many Massachusetts residents actually said yes, they want state government to do something to control the cost of health care?
So the figure was 74%.
So three quarters of residents.
Yes, absolutely.
And were you surprised by that number?
Yes. Recall, we are just in a period where there's a lot of cynicism and about government and what government should be doing, not only in the state, but nationally. So it wasn't clear at all to us what the answer to that question would be. And the fact that Republicans, independents, and Democrats in the state agreed that the state government should take some action is a surprise. For listeners who may not follow polls very closely, in the last year or so, Republicans and Democrats have differed almost by miles on answers in polls to what government should do. So the fact that there was support across all groups for some sort of action is very unique in this moment where there is not a lot of bipartisan interest in moving on the same thing across people who are adherents to one party or the other.
But on the other hand, the poll found that some 51% of residents have little or no confidence in the state government's ability to do anything to lower costs.
I think what we're seeing is a skepticism. Can government really deal with this very serious problem? And they want to try. And the analysis, because we see the analog with national polls, where people want the president to do something about the difficult job situation, but many of them say they don't think what he's proposing will make a big impact. The people think this problem is really very hard to deal with. So I think they want the state to really try to do this, but they're never going to get it really done, and the state's divided over that. What they're not divided over is, let's give it a shot and let the leadership in the state try to do something to move on this problem. But we are in a period where people are just skeptical. There are a lot of problems, they've heard a lot of promises, and they're not sure government can fix them, but in this case they do want some action tried on this problem.
So it feels like we're all Sisyphus. We know that the boulder's going to roll back down the hill, but we want to push anyway.
I think it's a terrific analog here.
What about what people said they think are the drivers of cost? What does the average consumer in Massachusetts think is causing healthcare costs to spiral so much?
I think it's important because often many experts see these issues a little bit differently. In the poll, we gave them a long list of reasons that you could have. And the ones they focused on were excess charges by pharmaceutical companies, excessive charges, insurance companies, and hospitals. They were sort of the top of the list. At the bottom of the list were things a lot of experts often point to, people using too much expensive medical technologies, going to the most expensive hospitals, not shopping around trying to find the ophthalmologist that had the lower fee scale. those issues did not resonate very well with the people that we interviewed.
So if Professor Blendon, if I might jump in here, it seems that the people that you talk to, Massachusetts residents, are saying, hey, it's the other guy, it's the hospitals, it's the pharmaceuticals. But experts turn around and say, actually, consumers, it's kind of you too.
Right. That's exactly right. So a lot of experts think the consumers either unknowingly or knowingly are doing things that actually are leading the costs. And so what I like to say is that the public is concerned about the price of the pill they take, and experts are concerned with how many prescriptions you're taking.
So that makes me wonder if then the public's preferred set of solutions would be ones that don't have any impact on them or their ability to choose.
That's a very important issue, and a lot of proposals to fix health care runs into that barrier. People see a poll and they say, we want this solved. And when they propose it, a lot of families think they could be really a lot worse off. So whoever leads this initiative, the governor, the legislature, medical and hospital groups, they're going to have to make a case that the changes we have are really not going to substantially lead to most people not getting the appropriate care they need. People are going to be paying a lot of attention to that. If it looks like the way we're going doesn't look like it's a huge burden on average families, I think a number of the proposals will probably see a lot of support. But the most important thing that people are going to want to know is, I want you to do something, but I don't want it to really harm the care that we're currently getting in this state. And they're going to be listening not to the technical discussions, but how this is going to affect the family. And if it looks like it deals with the underlying problems, the real culprits, I think they'll be quite enthusiastic. If it looks like it is just increased burdens for average families, I think a lot of people may be resistant. But it's too early to know what's going to be proposed and how people are going to react to it.
Professor Blendon, last question briefly. Is Massachusetts an outlier here in terms of attitudes regarding what the government can do, or even if it should be involved? It seems like the state is.
It's absolutely clear that Massachusetts has always been somewhat more interested than the rest of the country in trying to get people covered with insurance and state action. They're probably stronger on wanting state action on this issue than the rest of the country. And again, it would make sense if we are a state that has this major law that everybody's talking about in the state and in the presidential debates, where government did something to get people covered. I think it's logical at this moment in a lot of people's minds that government should make a shot here to try to moderate the costs that are growing. So I think we are different in the willingness of having government to act. But if it doesn't work out well, I think people will respond just like people in other parts of the country. It's not working. But I think there is more willingness here, particularly the fact that we enacted this other law that's 5 years old but didn't address the cost issue. Let's give the state a chance to see if they can push something which will moderate costs in the future. And that has a higher level of support here than we might have seen other places.
Bob Blendon is a professor of health policy and political analysis at Harvard School of Public Health. He is the director of this new poll. Professor Blendon, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.
Well, listeners, we are talking about what seems to be a new public desire for some government action to step in and control healthcare costs in Massachusetts. As you just heard, a poll found that 75% of Massachusetts residents, regardless of political affiliation, say it's time for the state to get in the game of controlling healthcare costs. So what do you make of that? I mean, has the problem gotten so bad the government intervention is the only way? Or does this just feel like maybe a knee-jerk nanny state desire that's ignoring possible creative solutions in the private sector? What do you think should be done to get a handle on the cost of healthcare? And hey, how much are you paying now? Do you think it's too much? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Well, we've got a couple folks in the studio who have a lot to say about this, so let me introduce them. Joining us now is Josh Archambault. He is Director of Healthcare Policy at the Pioneer Institute. Welcome to you, Josh.
Thank you very much.
Also with us is Brian Rossman. He is Director of Research Director at Healthcare for All. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much, Meghna.
First, let me just ask both of you, do you feel as if the healthcare cost problem in Massachusetts has gotten so bad that it does signal that the market has just failed here in the state? Let me start with you, Josh.
Well, I think there's a lot of historical reasons why our healthcare is so expensive here in the state, and I think we should put that in perspective. You know, there's a lot of regulatory reasons why, and we were expensive before the reform passed, and we've continued to be expensive. So I think when we come to finding solutions to this healthcare problem, it's important to understand that we can't just make it all go away with some price setting. And I hope we can talk about some of those private sector opportunities that may be out there.
Brian Rossman, your reaction?
Yeah, well, I would agree. This is a serious, substantial problem. It's crowding out family budgets. It's crowding out government budgets. Local governments are having problems. And getting a handle on the healthcare cost issue in a way that improves quality, I think, is what the government needs to work on next.
Okay, so let's talk about, practically speaking, what has been proposed in terms of government action and intervention here in Massachusetts. Governor Deval Patrick has earlier this year put forth a bill that would introduce these things called global payments. First of all, before we get into discussing them in depth, Brian Rossman, remind us what exactly global payments
are. Yeah, well, now we don't want to descend into wonk land here, but a global payment is simply giving a budget to a group of healthcare providers and say, this is the amount of money that you have in the pot to take care of your patients. You have to do it with a lot of patients. You can't do it one by one. And the key is the pot gets bigger for patients that are sicker, less money for patients that are healthier. And that's called risk adjustment. I hate to bring that term up. But there's examples where this is working in Massachusetts now. And what it does is it changes the incentives. So right now, doctors and hospitals make money when you're sick. Under a global budget system, they make money by keeping you healthy.
So essentially, it's completely the opposite. I mean, as you said, there's a fee-for-service mode now where every time you get a test or a surgery or anything, that's where the fees are being assessed. But in this case, basically, hospitals and doctors would be put on a budget, and they'd have to operate within that budget, and they get to keep what isn't spent on actual care.
But they get the freedom to try to work with that budget and not be in the sort of insurance company rules. It basically gives the check to the care manager and takes it out of the hands of the insurer.
Okay, so Josh Archambault, this is what Governor Patrick has proposed, and in his bill he suggests that all state employees and those covered by Medicaid in Massachusetts, which essentially is 25% of people in the state, would fall under this new global payment scheme. Is that an acceptable form of government intervention to you?
Well, I think there's two ways that you can tackle this healthcare problem from a government perspective. The first one is to try to regulate the market into submission, and my concern here under this proposal is that with my count, there's at least 26 major proposals that are left to the regulatory process. So in essence, this is a big question mark about what this is going to look like. How are you going to go about getting all of those providers under the global payments? How much are they going to be paid? What Brian didn't fully explain, because this gets very complicated, as he said, is you can do capitated payments, or you can do bundled payments or global payments in a lot of different ways. You can do it by, if you go in to get your knee surgery, we're going to pay for that episode of care. You can do it for the entire year for the care of an individual. So for us, it's trying to understand what role the regulatory process has in implementing and moving the market towards the system. The other way is that the government can say, we're going to incentivize collaboration and innovation. You know, there's a lot of examples of that. And Brian's right. Right now, under a fee-for-service system, providers get paid more when you come into the hospital. It doesn't make any sense why we shouldn't be paying for them to call you at your house or to use Skype to get you in your to home to look at a rash or something like that. You shouldn't have to go into the hospital.
Do you have
every
time. Some practical examples of how government can further incentivize, as you were saying?
Sure. I mean, I think it's important also to remember in this discussion that the governor's proposal doesn't touch on folks that work for larger companies, and they're insured in a slightly different way. And so they're regulated by federal law and not by state law. So just to put that context on it. But yeah, there's lots of examples in which through the Medicaid program, you could imagine the state incentivizing collaboration. You know, for instance, we have problems with readmissions into hospitals. If you provide for an episode of care, that hospital now has the incentive to go out and maybe hire a pharmacist to call an elderly person after they've been they've left the hospital to say, are you taking your medication? Do you understand by the ways that how much you should take it and when, so that we can try to prevent them from going back to the hospital 3 to 4 days later with a problem from their medication.
Brian Rossman, do you see room for that sort of, again, the government using its power to incent the market to come up with its own solutions?
Well, I think we need common ground rules so that everybody's playing in the same way. When I talk to doctors and hospitals, they say, tell me what the rules are going to be. I don't want Harvard Pilgrim to have one set of rules, Blue Cross to have another set of rules. They want sort of common quality measures so they know what they're aiming for, common payment structure so that they're all, so that everybody knows that the game is the same. And so there's some transparency there too. So I don't think we're so far apart, but I would sort of emphasize the need for some real bumpers on the side so that everybody's moving in the same direction.
Well, let me ask you about that, because that's another big part of this, that there is a lot of thinking out there that says, you know, healthcare costs aren't just driven by volume, but also just by the sheer prices that are being charged by doctors and hospitals. So maybe if you don't address the price issue, global payments will only go so far. So does that call for even further government intervention in essentially setting prices or controlling prices that hospitals are charging?
Definitely we would think so. You know, the Attorney General did a very careful study looking at the prices charged and found that basically the kind of power of the marketplace is leading to costs that vary way dramatically, way more than justified by the quality of care or the quality of the service or the underlying costs. So we think there's a role, again, for government. Other states have been doing this. We did this in Massachusetts for a long time, to put some reasonable sort of, again, maybe bumpers is the right phrase, to prevent unreasonable rates from being passed on to insurers.
Josh Archambault is director of healthcare policy at the Pioneer Institute. Does even the thought of price setting give you the shivers?
Well, I think it's important. Brian referenced the Attorney General's report. Well, other work that she's done has shown that the way that a provider is paid is not correlated with cheaper care or even better care. So I think it's important that we keep that in reference, that there is really high quality, low price, fee-for-service care being provided out there. And so for the government to step in and just say, you know, this is the annual amount that we're going to allow for reimbursements, we're going to pull the folks at the bottom up and those at the top down, I think it's just a blunt instrument. It's like squeezing a balloon. The air has to go somewhere, and there's going to be market distortions there.
Let's take a couple callers. We've got several people who want to join us. Joe is calling from Newburyport. You're on the air, Joe.
Hi. Yeah, just a quick story about prices. I had a bike accident a couple months ago. Ended up on the street, couldn't get up. I had to have the ambulance come get me. So they took me 2 miles to the nearest hospital. And it was 13. I got the bill. I've been taking care of that recently. $1,300 for the ambulance company. Okay, the hospital $1,200 for the emergency room. They just took some X-rays, gave me a couple of shots. I ended up waiting there for 3 or 4 hours. But basically, thank God I had insurance because the out-of-pocket copay was $100. But the ambulance company didn't get anything from the insurance company, so they made their own adjustment of $847. I ended up having to pay $408. Plus the $100, $500. If I didn't have insurance, could have been who knows what. And that would give me pause for calling an ambulance, having an ambulance next time.
So if you knew the cost,
life in jeopardy, and someone's life in jeopardy with these high, high, exorbitant prices, it's crazy.
So Joe, let me be sure I'm clear on this. So if you knew the cost in advance, even though you needed an emergency room this time around, that it might have actually changed the way that you sought out healthcare?
Yeah, I probably would have just scraped it. Had I known these fees were going to be charged, whether or not insurance or someone paid for it, highway robbery, I would have just had, you know, climbed myself to the curb, and I would have just, you know, called my brother, called someone and said, hey, I don't want to use the swear word. I would say, screw the ambulance, screw those, you know, those fees, the hospital, the blah, 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 the whole healthcare system. I'm just not going to pay into it. I'll recover. I'll do my yoga. I'll do whatever. And it turns out I did recover. I had to have X-rays. I didn't have anything broken, but, you know, I healed, you know, from it, thank God. But I would think, and thank God I had an ambulance.
Joe, thank you so much for your call. I want to hear it from some other folks. Michael is calling from Saugus. You're on the air, Michael.
Well, two free market types of regulation I'd like to see. One is to stop and undo some of the mergers and acquisitions in both the insurance and the healthcare provider industry, which have been shown to drive up prices. And the other is to post the prices of medical procedures and prescription drugs on the web so that people can shop around and bargain in their own interest.
Michael, thank you so much for your call. Brian Rossman and Josh Archambault, we heard just then two people who both said transparency in just what current costs are. I'm not seeing anything necessarily in a proposed legislation that says that that may be a direction that Massachusetts wants to move. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, transparency was part of some reforms we passed a couple years ago. And
it's still not terribly
easy
to find.
But it ain't there. No,
the
it's impossible to find. And in fact, you know, if we look at the WBUR's Common Health blog, has covered this issue very well, how difficult it is to find the cost of things. I don't think that's the solution. You know, there's this 80-20 rule with insurance. 80% of the costs come from 20% of the people. These are real sick people who drive up most of our costs, and they're in no position to shop around when you have serious cancer or a major accident or something really heavy medically.
Yeah, I think it's important, as the caller mentioned, about an emergency room. That's really not what we're talking about here. We're talking about when you go to receive most of your care, and hopefully most of that is not by calling an ambulance. It's you actually are able to go out and go to a hospital for preventative care. And so I think I agree with Brian. Transparency is a huge issue here, and there's actually a state very close to us that's doing a much better job. It's New Hampshire. Their data is available. It's used more frequently. They still have a lot of work to do. We certainly do. You know, my hope is that in the future, you're going to be able to, most individuals are going to go out and they're going to have an app. They're going to pull out their phone. They're going to be able to say, you know, I need to get this sort of procedure. I need to go see a doctor. And they're going to be able to punch in and see what the best deal and best quality is in your area. There's a lot of work before we get there, but we need to head in that direction.
Brian Rossman.
Yeah, I just don't think people are able to do that for the real serious medical things. And that's why I think we need to empower doctors and hospitals and nurse educators to really work with the patient to keep them healthy. And that's what global payments and these kinds of payment reforms will put in place.
So let me ask you both. It has taken the country and also Massachusetts, obviously, many, many years to reach this point. But as you can tell, the poll that we talked about at the beginning of the segment indicates that, yeah, down even to the level of families and individuals, there's a sense that we are at a crisis in terms of the cost of health care. Is there any solution that you can see that doesn't involve some kind of government intervention? Because that is one of the fastest way to achieve a solution at scale. And then once we hit a certain scale, that's when you will actually start seeing real forces either controlling or driving down is a pipe dream, but controlling the rate of growth in healthcare costs. We need that scale, don't we?
I think I just want to raise a little bit of an objection with this survey results. There's a question and some numbers in there that tell a very different story from what's being told here. And it's another question about who should be the leader on this effort. And that 68% of those surveyed said it shouldn't be government. It should be somebody else. And so I just want to, you know, raise a slight objection with that. Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean that government doesn't play a role. They administer the Medicaid program. And they certainly here in Massachusetts through our group insurance commission have most of state and local employees. And so there's a lot that we can do there. The government does have a role here. I'm not advocating that the government shouldn't be playing it. It's just they need to be careful about mandating across the board solutions that we still have questions about whether it's going to save money.
And Brian Rossman, we just have a couple seconds, but I do want to ask you specifically also, do you think that with government intervention that the quality of care might get reduced?
Well, if the government does it poorly, it could be. But the other key government role is protecting our public health, and that's the other half of the equation. It's not just what doctors and hospitals do. It's the kind of food we eat. It's the exercise we get. It's the kind of communities we live in. And that's the other role we see state playing a key role to improve.
Brian Rossman is Research Director at Healthcare for All. Thank you very much. And Josh Archambault is Director of Healthcare Policy at the Pioneer Institute. Thank you for as well.
Pleasure to be here.
Listeners, you can always leave a comment on this. It's a complicated but important topic at radioboston.org. Stay with us. We will go out into the night with a Cambridge graffiti removal team. That's after the break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty with Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.